Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We got Turkey Day behind us, Black Friday. Hopefully you've recouped, and it's Small Business Saturday. And I tell you what, we're all about small business here at the Grilling Guys. We are one. Our sponsors are. And it's just good to be in this little place we call America. But anyway, now on the live line, we've got one of our favorite small businesses that's been part of this show for a long time. It's Jim Crank from Crankers Brewery. Crank, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great, Randy. I'm doing excellent. And hello to Bob, too. Good to hear from you guys again.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks. And we're sipping on an Irish Setter right now on your stead.
Can't beat the Irish Setter. It's my favorite. It's my favorite. And I wish we could brew a one-beer Irish Setter, but unfortunately it has to be blended to make it the true Irish Setter. And it is great. I love those.
So for anybody that's never had an Irish Setter, Crank's got three locations, and wherever you go, you can get the Professor IPA, which my boys absolutely love, by the way. IPA and the Bulldog Red, Go Bulldogs, which is Ferris State's mascot. So if you blend those two, 50-50, you come up with an Irish Setter.
That is correct, but the only thing you're missing there, Barbecue Bob, is that you have to put the bulldog on the bottom.
Is that what makes him red?
I know how you know how particular you are with your recipes and everything.
Oh.
I want to make sure you get this right for all your fan base.
Well, you can pay the doctor bills then if I have to get a bunch of stitches. So,
but Bulldog Red has to go on the bottom. The Professor goes on the top. You can mix it any way you want if you like a little bit more of the IPA, but it's a perfect 50-50. It will turn the color of an Irish Setter, and we are going to be bringing that out in our new canning promotion in a 12-pack with six Professor and six Bulldog Red. But in the meantime, before
great idea.
The cans come out, you can still buy them in six packs in the bottles. The Professor IPA is a great go-to IPA. It's honestly one of my favorite IPAs. No bias. It's a really great West Coast, true West Coast style IPA. Nothing crazy, just a good beer. And the Bulldog Red for traditional Irish style red ale is a great beer. And they're just good go-to beers and good style drinking beers. And we're very proud of them.
Now in deer hunting tradition, I always go to Crankers because you're so close to our hunting camp. And you were telling me that you took a silver medal.
Yes, we did. We're very very honored. We received a silver medal at the GABF in Denver. It's our first GABF medal. We've won like 14 other medals at other competitions, but the GABF is really the coup de grace, and we're very honored that we were selected as a silver medalist in the for our chocolate pomegranate stout, our chocolate aphrodisiac. And very honored to be able to win that medal. There's only a couple other Michigan breweries that were honored as well, and we're very proud of it for our Michigan craft brewers, and that we can represent Michigan with a medal. And it makes us feel pretty good for the hard work that we put in, too. So,
Crank, chocolate pomegranate stout, is that what you said?
Yes, it is. The chocolate pomegranate stout. It's a fantastic beer. It's a 9% beer, so it's a pretty high ABV. We're also doing a bourbon barrel version of that right now, which is going to be, I think, absolutely one of the best bourbon barrel beers that's going to be out here probably about 3-4 months.
Man, there's a lot going on there. Chocolate pomegranate bourbon barrel stout. Okay, there's
yes.
just initial Jop on one of those bottles for me because
or barrels.
I see you on that, Jop. I see you on that one. I really do.
Right. Wow, that sounds good.
You had him at pomegranate.
Yeah. Perfect.
Even though he's kind of stout himself.
Right. Yeah. 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 Okay.
So I enjoyed some Antonio Brown at Deer Camp. Thank you. God bless you. That made Deer Camp so complete.
Okay, I got a question. Is that one of those bulldog on the bottom things, or is that a beer?
Stop it.
Oh, okay. Just check it.
That is our Antonio Brown Ale. So Antonio Brown, in case anybody doesn't know, went to Central Michigan University, where we have a Crankers as well. And Antonio used to come in there for breakfast quite a bit. So we couldn't name the beer Antonio Brown Ale. It's Antonio Brown Ale. But everybody's all good with it, and we bring it out every year for the Central Western game, and we let everybody know that we have it on. We bring it out to bars around Michigan. There, believe it or not, there's a bunch of Pittsburgh Steeler bars around Michigan, and they want as much of that beer as we can produce.
That's cool.
It's a neat thing, and it is. I agree with you. I think it's a very nice brown, smooth brown ale.
That's a very nice tribute to pay to somebody as accomplished as Antonio Brown. And that's actually I had a beer down at down in Bridgman, that brewery down there, and they named it after one of the U of M players who went on to play in the NFL, and I can't think of his name right now, but that's just a very cool tribute to do for somebody that's got local notoriety.
Yes, no, it was fun, and like I say, Antonio used to come in quite a bit in the old days, and used to love our junkyard omelet. And every Sunday we could see him and Rick Zombo and Dan Lefevre. Those guys used to come in all the time for breakfast. It's kind of a cool thing.
So, Crank, if people don't know where you're located, tell us a little bit about, you're not only a brewery, but you got some restaurants too, brother.
Well, they were, and that's the thing it's kind of difficult, is that people sometimes are expecting to go to a brewery-type looking place. Well, we were restaurateurs first, and we had the Coney Island concept that we kind of brought to northern West Michigan in the Crankers Coney Island. We knew we always wanted to open up a brewery, so in Big Rapids we built on our production facility right next to our restaurant, and basically cut a hole in the wall so you can just kind of walk right through it, which is kind of neat that you can come in through a Coney Island type restaurant, which we've kind of made look a little bit more, tied it into the brewery scene, and then walk into a brewery. So that's kind of neat. And the other ones were basically Coney Island restaurants that we tried to, you know, make them and look as much like a brewery and change the feel a little bit, with keeping a lot of the stuff from the Coney Island. Just try to not alienate the people that have been coming in for years, and try to satisfy the new customers that are coming in. And that's what we've done right now. And
you know, that restaurant before you bought it, when Jop and I were at Ferris, do you remember the name of that place?
It was like a 24-hour diner or something, wasn't it?
It was the Harvest Table.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Boy, that was great at 1 in the morning.
But after you guys graduated, it was the State Street Grill.
Yeah, the Harvest Table was great about 1 in the morning for some scrambled eggs before you headed home.
Yeah, the post-bar deal.
You'll get that on Friday and Saturday nights in Big Rapids.
Yeah, right.
Tradition on. We're open 24 hours on the dining, and we call it the dining side, 24 hours, and you can still come in, and you'll still see a lot of, you know, it's your good Bulldog fanfare there at that time of the night.
So, Jim, tell us how our Ferris Bulldogs are doing.
Ferris Bulldogs are doing fantastic. We cooked the Thanksgiving dinner for them Wednesday night, and they were heading off to Fort Hays, Kansas, where they're playing today, the number one team in the nation. And
wow.
We got a bye in the first round, so we're ready to slay the Giants and hopefully bring home the national championship this year.
That's amazing.
Pacing it the last 3 years, and what a great program they have, and I'm very proud to be part of it.
Yeah, we all are.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've got a bunch of restaurants to run, and people probably waiting to ask you what to do today. So we'll let you get back to work. And thanks again so much for taking time with the Grilling Guys today, Mr. Crank.
Hey, love it. I love you guys, and hope to see you soon.
Okay. Thanks so much. That's Jim Crank, founder, owner, proprietor of Crankers Brewery. You know, Jop, the Crank family in the Detroit area is legendary in the restaurant business.
Sure.
They have banquet halls all over, and so he knows how to serve some food.
Coming up next, not only Crank, but somebody else might give you a full belly. It's the Full Belly Deli. Stick with us. We'll be back.